السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم. Alhamdulillah, with the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we are once again gathered for this majlis of zikr. In one hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, which just comes to mind now, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the one who has reported that hadith sharif. عن أبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سأله رجل. A person asked نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. فقال يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما الإيمان. He asked نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام that what is إيمان. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could have given a lengthy bayan. He could have given a lengthy speech. He could have given a 5-hour talk. A whole day also he could have given a speech on what iman is. As we have become accustomed to nowadays of lengthy speeches and lengthy bayans, and at the end of the day nothing. The ruh and the spirit of that bayan and teachings is not to be found. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever he would have said would have been wahi from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam does not say anything out of his own desire. Whatever he says, it is the wahi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which comes to him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam conveys it to the people. One is the Quran Sharif, exactly as it is revealed. We get it in the same words of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And sometimes Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives it in his Mubarak words, but it is wahi and revelation. So he could have given a whole speech. But just look at the simple little nasihat that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave, or the simple definition that he gave. And if each one of us checks our own lives in the light of this definition that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave, then we will recognize and realize our weakness and our shortcomings. And as I've repeatedly said, that this majlis is a majlis of zikr. Here we are not talking about what's happening around the world, in Palestine and in Chechnya and in Bosnia, in Kashmir, in Afghanistan and other parts of the world. All that is also something that is to be spoken about. But to spend all our time just discussing what is happening across our borders and other parts of the world, and showing no real concern for that world which is within us, and that is the world of the heart, shows that there is a weakness, there's a deficiency somewhere. There is a world within us also which we have to worry about. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will question us with regards to that world. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ وَسَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٌ. What a beautiful definition. إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ. When your good deeds, when your good actions, when your good amal, whatever they may be, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, khidmat and service to parents, to neighbors, to the poor, to the needy, to the widows, orphans, whatever it may be. Any neki, zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when these good deeds please you, إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ. That means you find a pleasure, an enjoyment, a happiness, a kind of satisfaction in good deeds. And your bad deeds, they cause you grief, they cause you hurt, they cause you injury and pain, they cause you sorrow. Then you are a mu'min. Makes you feel shame. Now this is the definition. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, then you are a mu'min. That good deeds must give you satisfaction. It must give you happiness. It must give you joy. It must give you a pleasure. And evil and haram actions and deeds must give the person a pain. It must be like a sickness. It must be like a cancer. It must be causing him grief and sorrow and shame. He must regret, why did I ever do this wrong? Why did I indulge in this haram? It must create that nadamat and shame within the person. Then that person is a mu'min. I have mentioned this many times, but I am repeating because it is for brief. To bring about a freshness in our iman, to rejuvenate our iman. That we must x-ray our deeds and our actions and see how many things in our lives we have done and we are doing and we have no intention of giving them up, which have been categorized as sin, have been categorized as haram, have been categorized as those things which are forbidden, those things which cause the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to descend, those things which bring Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's displeasure, and we know it very well that these things are haram. But we have indulged in so much of it, we are indulging, and it is our desire to continue indulging. Then where is iman? When the person is getting satisfaction from sins, is getting a kind of a happiness and pleasure in the indulgence of vices and sins and evil. Instead of good deeds and good actions giving him happiness, he is getting happiness in sins. Now all those who are addicted to different kinds of films or serials on the television screen, first in the morning they have post toasties as a serial, and then in the evening they watch some other serial. The morning cereal gives the person health, energy. That health, that energy that comes into the body, now his sight is working well, functioning well, his hearing is okay, his hands and feet are all functioning, his heart, liver and lung is working. So now that energy that came, now what he does, now he watches cereals, what they call soaps. Whereas that is why they call it soap, that you must take the soap and wash your hands off it. Stay away from it. That's what a Muslim should take from that. But what I am saying is that these type of things, when it's giving pleasure to the person, happiness to the person, or the person that's indulging in fraud, now the bigger the racket that he runs, the bigger the fish that he caught, the more happier he gets. The person that's dealing in cars, the person that's dealing in furniture, the person that's dealing in any kind of business, if they catch a person fraudulently, they cheat, they deceive, and they make millions, it gives them happiness that see the earning that came. Or the person is ogling at women, is indulging in drugs, drink, wine, women, song. But it's giving him happiness because he does not only indulge in it himself, he calls his friends also, you also come with me, you also come with me. Hum to dube hai sanam tujhe bhi leke dubenge. Why should I drown alone? You must drown with me too. In one of the battles, one of the Baniyas, his leg was cut off. So now he was very scared to pass the night alone because the people were moving forward. So he shouted, to somebody that was going past. He said, come near, come here, come here. I'm going to die now, but I've got some gems with me. So you take it. So when the person came near, he took his sword and chopped his legs off too. Now it may not be a true story, but the thing is that it's mentioned as a lesson. So he took his leg off too. So he said, but why did you called me to give me gems and some gold, silver, some Kruger Rands, whatever you may have had with you, and what you did? You took my legs off too. You were dying, but now you want me to die with. He said, yes, I was alone. Why should I die alone? You must die with me too. So why should I drown alone? Hum to dube hai sanam tujhe bhi leke dubenge. So this is the definition that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave, and if only all of us can take this definition to heart, that every time that we are tempted to commit some sin or indulge in some vice or some evil or to commit fraud or to cheat or to lie or to deceive, then at that time we x-ray our heart, that am I a mu'min? If I am a mu'min, then this should hurt me. It should cause me grief and pain and sorrow. It should cause me injury. It should bring shame in my heart. And not that it should give me satisfaction and happiness. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Iza sarratka hasanatuka," when your good deeds give you pleasure. And sa'atka sayyatuka fa anta mu'min. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in just else few words, is to give us an ocean of knowledge. Now for Islah purposes, if a person is really interested in Islah, if he's not interested in Islah, we can attend another million majlises of this kind, and we can come and go, and we can listen to all the waaz and nasihats, we'll increase our knowledge. But if the person is not interested in Islah, then nobody can force him to make his Islah. Then only one thing makes the person make his Islah, and that is when Allah Ta'ala brings about conditions upon that community. When He shakes that community, when the ground beneath the feet shakes, when the homes come collapsing, crumbling. When we read in the newspapers when gale force winds strike somewhere, or earthquakes, or other kinds of disasters, how people immediately run to masjids. I'm talking about the believers. Even those who never saw the masjid for the 365 days of the year, they too quickly, they start making, Allah, save us, help us. Yasin Sharifs are recited, du'as are being made. Why? Because now Allah Ta'ala is making Islah. But we must not wait for that kind of Islah. We must make our Islah before such kind of conditions come upon us. That Allah Ta'ala can make our Islah in many ways. But Allah Ta'ala has given us a willpower, He has given us health, He has given us an opportunity. So let us make tawbah and istighfar from sins and make up our minds that we don't want to displease that Allah in whose hands our life is, our health is, our wealth is, our homes are, the ground on which we walk is, the roofs above our heads. We must not think they're standing on steel pillars, so that's why it's all very safe. Everything belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So these majlises of zikr are solely for that purpose, to remove that rust that is on our hearts, due to which we cannot seem to enjoy good deeds, we cannot seem to stay away from that which is haram. Because how many of us, we are sitting in a majlis, we are sitting in a program which is intended for Islah, but even at that moment that we are making tawbah, we are not prepared to go and throw out of our homes and our lives those things which are haram. We have got planning already in place. When I come out of the masjid, I have got an appointment, na'uzu billah, with my illicit beloved. So I will make tawbah in the masjid and I'm going after that. Tomorrow, day after, I have to go to the casino, I have to go and gamble, I have to go and watch all the filth on the television screen. There's no real sincere intention of giving it up. Yes, if the person was really true and sincere, he wants to give it up, he's made sincere tawbah, and he's making the effort also in the right direction, but he again falls for for temptation, then we will say that that kind, again 100 times, if you fall in the gutter, get up and go and have a shower, change your clothes and apply ithar again. Don't remain in the gutter. But that is for the person who is making that in effort. Jo sau baar toote to sau baar jode. Ye kushti to hai unse umr bhar ki, kabhi tu daba le, kabhi wo daba le. Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, baharhal koshish to aashiq na chode. Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, baharhal koshish to aashiq na chode. Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo sau baar toote to sau baar jode. If one illicit beloved gets displeased with the lover, the person commits suicide, takes his life, or he commits murder, or he does certain things which no sensible person would do, because the beloved is displeased. And here our Allah becomes displeased and it doesn't even stir our hearts, doesn't cause us any kind of pain, any kind of injury. If Allah Ta'ala is unhappy and displeased, so what? Nauzubillah. So it is for a change of that attitude that we have this majlis of zikr. When our hearts will become cleaned and purified, then we will see in the light of the heart after that everything in its proper perspective. May Allah Ta'ala give me and everyone the tawfiq of amal. Somebody wants to come out, ND87865 and 178616. Just remove your cards, please.
178616. Shahanshahe do alam tu hai, sabse teri sarkar hai aali. Shaan teri har aan nahi hai, gaah jalali, gaah jamali. Shaan teri har aan nahi hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Woh bhi ajab khushbakht hai, jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah 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 قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ jaame mohabbat apna pila de ae mere allah ae mere allah jaame mohabbat apna pila de ae mere allah ae mere allah dil mein mere yaad apni racha de ae mere allah ae mere allah shughal mera bas ab to ilahi shaam o sahar ho allah allah lete baithe chalte phirte aath pair ho allah 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 deedae dil mein tujhko basa lo sab se hata lo apni nazar mein deedae dil mein tujhko basa lo sab se hata lo apni nazar mein tera hi jalwa pesh nazar ho jaaun kahin main dekhun jidhar mein tera tasavvur aisa jamalun qalb mein misle naqsh-e hajar mein tera tasavvur aisa jamalun قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بھولانا خود بھی اگر میں شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah 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 kaisa pyara naam hai आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह जल जलालुहु لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله Allah Allah inche shirinasta naam shiroshakar me shavad janam tamam Allah Allah inche shirinasta naam shiroshakar me shavad janam tamam Dil mera ho jaye ek meydane ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil darde dil ho darde dil ho darde dil غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر Allah 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، یا راحم المساکین، یا حی یا قیوم، یا حی یا قیوم، یا حی یا قیوم، برحمتک نستغیث، برحمتک نستغیث، برحمتک نستغیث. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تکلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عین، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، اے رب کریم ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم اللہ، او مائی کریم اللہ، فگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس، فگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. اے اللہ، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. اي میرے پیارے اللہ، اے میرے پیارے اللہ، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم اللہ، Oh my most forgiving Allah, my most compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours. Ya Allah, we acknowledge indeed we are extremely sinful. We are not justifying any of our sins. Oh Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, we are presenting our mountains of sins before you. We are presenting our oceans of sins before you. But oh my Allah, your ocean of forgiveness is very, very vast. Just one drop from that ocean is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire ummah. Oh my beloved Allah, so kind you are, so generous you are, so tolerant you are, that oh Allah, day and night we use your given bounties for your disobedience, and you still give us so much to eat, so much to drink, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, modes of transport to move around, our sight, our hearing, our speech. Oh Allah, if there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us, oh Allah, because of our sins. But oh Allah, how kind you are, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are. And we know that you are so tolerant and so kareem, oh Allah. Therefore we are extending this begging bowls before you over and over again. Ya Allah, the more we extend this begging bowls before you, the more happy and pleased you become. Ya Allah, we know that our suffering of the ummah in the world is because of our sins. Ya Allah, we know that the suffering of the ummah is because of our sins. Ya Allah, a major part of the ummah, there's no salat, there's no zakat. Oh Allah, oh my beloved Allah, even the head is not in its place. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has equated salat in the life of a mu'min, salat in iman, as the head in the body of a person. But oh Allah, we are so negligent. Ya Allah, we make qaza of our namazes. Ya Allah, we are so negligent. Ya Allah, and so many other sins in our lives. Those sins on account of which whole nations in the past were destroyed. Ya Allah, we commit those sins without any concern. It causes no stir on our heart. Ey mere pyare Allah, but we are seeking forgiveness. We have believed in you as a Rabb Kareem. Oh Allah, Kareem is the one who gives without a person deserving. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, who is there for us besides you? If you turn away your glance of forgiveness and rahmat and mercy because of our sins, then oh Allah, who do we turn towards? Mere Allah, tere siwa koi hamara sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ey Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Our life is in your control. Our sight, hearing and speech in your control. Our heart, liver and lungs in your control. Oh my beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, you can change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, you bless the Sahaba-e-Kiram with Iman. They were from the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen, the Yahud and the Nasara. But when they accepted Islam, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Ya Allah, they became pleased with you, you were pleased with them. Ya Allah, you can change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Mere maula hamara dil badal de. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, give us a purified heart. Remove all the malice and the greed and the pride and the arrogance from our hearts. Remove envy and jealousy from our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, give us an enjoyment in zikr, in tilawat, in ibadat, in service to mankind, in service to parents, in service to the neighbors. Oh Allah, give us an enjoyment in all good actions and deeds. And Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, let sins cause us grief and hurt and pain and shame and injury. At present, oh my beloved Allah, we commit sins and we brag about our sins. We enjoy our sins. We find pleasure in our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram, the Tabi'in, the Tabi'in, the Awliya-e-Siddiqeen. Ya Allah, they used to make ibadat and then still say that it is not worthy of presentation before you. Ya Allah, they used to cry after making ibadat. They used to cry after their zikr and tilawat. They used to shed tears, oh Allah, of remorse and regret and shame. Oh Allah, we commit sins and we brag about our sins. We express happiness over our sins. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. O Allah, give us the tawfiq of doing that which is pleasing to you. Ya Allah, bless all of us with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Ya Allah, bless us with the life of nur of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the nur of taqwa. Ya Allah, bless us with the life of piety. Ya Allah, bless us with the life of sincerity. Bless us with the life of generosity. Bless us with the life of kindness. Oh Allah, bless us with a life that is pleasing to you. Ya Allah, distance us from everything that is displeasing to you. Distance us from everything that is displeasing to you. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that there cannot be any kind of happiness in this our lives if you are displeased with us. Ya Allah, if you become displeased, then where can there be happiness? Ey mere pyare Allah, hum se razi ho ja. Ey Allah, hum se razi ho ja. Hum gande hai, hum nalayak hai, hum siyakar hai, hum gunegar hai, hum badkar hai, hum sab kuch hai, bande tere hai. Ey Allah, tujhe chhod ke hum jaye kaha? Oh Allah, where do we go? Whether we go east or west, north or south, whether we go deep down the ocean or up above the heavens, oh Allah, it is all your kingdom. We cannot leave you and go anywhere. O Allah, don't turn away your glance of rahmat from us. Ey Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ey Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ey mere pyare khuda, if you become ours, then everything will be ours. Ya Allah, our major sin is that we have placed our trust in everything else besides you. Ya Allah, our trust is in the major powers of the world. Our trust, O Allah, on our gold and silver and our wealth and properties. Ya Allah, put our trust in solely in you. Ey mere pyare khuda, let our trust be solely in you. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. O Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. The sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. The sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. O Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, the sins of our ears, the sins of our tongues, the sins of our hands and feet, the sins of our heart and mind. O Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents, O Allah. Bless each and every one with Iman and Islam. O Allah, bless each and every one with Iman and Islam. But O Allah, those who have become obstinate and they have made up their minds that they will never ever accept this Mubarak deen of yours, and they will continue causing harm and bring about destruction upon the life and the properties of the Ummah, then O Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. The ground is in your control, O my beloved Allah. Shake them like you shook the Aad and the Samud. Ya Allah, send gale force winds against them. Cause the planes to crash, O Allah. Let the ships sink in the oceans, O Allah. O Allah, create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Ey mere pyare Allah, tu ummat muslima par raham farma. Palestine ke mujahideen ki madad aur nusrat farma. Ey Allah, Palestine ke musalmanon ki madad farma. Ey Allah, yahudi zalim ke haath se unko chutkara naseeb farma. O Allah, protect the properties, the life of the ummah around the world. Ey mere pyare khuda, unite the hearts of the Muslim ummah. Ey Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left us in one body and soul. Ya Allah, we have become so divided, that the enemies did not have to really do anything. Oh my beloved Allah, join the hearts of the ummah. Bless us with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Ya Allah, bless us with your qurb and your muhabbat and your marifat. Ya Allah, teri marifat naseeb farma. Bless us with your closeness, O Allah. Give us such a bond and such an attachment with you, O my beloved Allah. Give us such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, if we have to join two pages with glue, Ya Allah, if you want to separate those pages, the pages will tear, but they will not separate. Ya Allah, let our hearts be glued to you in such a manner, Ya Allah, that our hearts will tear to pieces, but, O Allah, it will not separate from you. Ay Allah, hame aisi teri muhabbat de. Give us some taste of Iman, O Allah. Give us the sweetness of Iman in our hearts. Let us get that sweetness so that we don't go to the bitterness of sins again, O my Allah. We are drowning in the ocean of sins. O Allah, who is there to draw us out besides you? Allah, take us out from the ocean of sins. Bring us into the light of Iman. Allah, take us on the road that leads to you, on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the road that leads to Jannah. Distance us from the road that leads to hell. Ya Allah, change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Whether they are in hospitals or at homes or wherever they may be. Ya Allah, whoever is sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, hum bimar hai, hume shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, hum kamzor hai, hume quwwat ata farma. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are poor, give them wealth. Oh Allah, those who have got wealth, give them the tawfiq to use it correctly. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are looking for marriage partners, bless them, oh Allah, with good marriage partners who will be an assistant and a help in their deen. And all the nikahs which have taken place, Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the husbands and wives. Let the homes become homes of Jannat on earth, O Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all kinds of fitnas. Allah, protect us the fitnas which are apparent and the fitnas which are hidden. The different types of fitnas that are lashing at us from our right and our left, from in front of us and from behind us, from above us and from beneath us. O Allah, protect us from all these fitnas. Allah, tu hamara banja aur hame apna bana le. Koi tujhse kuch koi kuch maangta hai. Elahi ve tujhse talabgar tera. Koi tujhse kuch koi kuch maangta hai. Elahi me tujhse talabgar tera. Oh my beloved Allah, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. All his life he made duas for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 glorious shining stars. Each and every one of them with a purified hearts. Oh Allah, how much he cried for us. Ya Allah, how much Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for us and begged for us. Ya Allah, in that Mubarak Hajj with his 124,000 companions, when he must have called out, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. Oh Allah, what a Labbaik that must have been when 124,000 of his pious shining stars called out the Labbaik after him. And oh Allah, what a scene that must have been. The angels will never witness a scene of that kind again. Ya Allah, on that Mubarak last pilgrimage, how much du'as he made for us. We have shown no appreciation for those du'as. Even in those Mubarak cities, oh Allah, just a few meters away from the Rauza Mubarak and the Haram and the Kaaba Sharif, Ya Allah, the worst of films can be seen and the filthiest of music is heard. What injury and pain it must be causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he is informed of this fitnas in those Mubarak lands. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the goodness that he asked for us in all his life and especially in the last pilgrimage, bless us with that goodness. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, rukne yamani chu karke jo manga tha, mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha, حتیب میں نمازیں پڑھ کر کے جو مانگا تھا, میزاب رحمت سے چمٹ کر کے جو مانگا تھا. How long he attached himself at the multazam, how much he cried, oh Allah, that his ihram became wet with his tears. Ya Allah, how much du'as he made behind the Muqam Ibrahim, the du'as that he made after drinking zamzam, and the du'as on Safa and Marwa, the du'as at Mina and in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib. That sinless, masoom Nabi, he cries and he prays for us. Ya Allah, all that he asked at Arafat and at Muzdalifah and at all other places, bless us with all that goodness. Our wives and children with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, Ya Allah, protect the entire ummah. Ya Allah, protect the entire ummah. Those who have lost their parents, wives, children, brothers, sisters, anyway in the world, O Allah, whichever ummati of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away, fill his grave with noor. Give them Jannatul Firdaus. Overlook and forgive their sins. Allah, and when our time for departure comes from this world, then, oh my Allah, take us to Madina Sharif and the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips, let our soul depart. Let it come dancing towards you, oh my Allah. But if it is not our muqaddar there, then wherever it may be, oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, watching some filthy movie or reading some filthy magazine, or indulging in adultery or fornication, or popping drugs in our mouths, or with a bottle of wine in our hands, or indulging in some illicit love relationship. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram. Ya Allah, give us a death of barakat. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept each and every work of deen. Give all khadims of deen the tawfiq to do the work of deen with ikhlas. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعليه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.